Let's begin.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Becca and Tanya and Amy and Mark and Easton, and we are scrubbing in. Everyone was very upset that we were a day late.
Yeah.
And when I say everyone, I mean like three people tweeted at me and said they were waiting for it. But yeah. I feel like a lot more were waiting. They just didn't vocalize it.
I actually got a couple messages after I saw the tweets. I went checking through my messages and saw a couple as well.
Wow.
They were like, did you guys skip a week? I was like, no.
We're in demand.
It was because of a holiday luncheon.
That was Amy's holiday luncheon. No one else had a holiday luncheon.
No, Mark and Easton didn't go.
I wasn't invited. Tanya was invited and didn't go.
Yeah.
Tanya.
I had a birthday party. I had to prioritize. No, it was at 5. And thing
I thought you had
3.
Something else that you couldn't go.
Mm-mm.
It was very meaty. It was a prime rib place.
Oh, see, that stresses me out a little bit.
Oh, my stomach can't handle that food. It would have been...
Speaking of food, Tanya and I the other day went to church and then we were trying to
starving.
Decide... Never been hungrier than I was that day at that time. But Tanya but
also,
and I...
Becca, side note, Becca, when she's hungry, it's like
I'm
Ursula comes out. She is like not pleasant to be around. So I'm like,
Ursula?
Let's just get you some food and then we'll continue on with our day.
Honestly, I get... And it can turn... It turns around very quickly once I eat.
Yeah.
Except that Tanya and I have very different eating habits and trying to find a place that we both agree on proves
it's one of the biggest challenges in our relationship.
Yes. And so I was like, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. They have everything. Thank you, Easton. They have a binder full of options. She acted as if I was asking her to go to like White Castle or something.
First of all, I don't even know what White Castle is, but I don't think I even want to explore that. Because the last time I went to I've only been to Cheesecake Factory once, and my stomach has never been the same. Like, I did not, and I can't. No.
The menu is a phone book.
I know.
They have 800 entrees
you could
to choose
ask
from.
So you got one thing, it made you sick, and now you've just written it off.
I just wasn't in the mood. Yeah. I was like, I don't want my stomach to be upset. It's Sunday. It's supposed to be the day of the Lord.
Why is it the restaurant's fault? Why didn't... I think you just picked a food
though.
that didn't agree with you. Because you have those.
So, yes, but...
Not
it was
the
like,
Cheesecake Factory's fault.
It was like some chicken lettuce wrap. So it was like lettuce and chicken and like you can't get more bare bones than that. And the fact that that gave me problems...
Let's talk about what we did instead.
That's true.
Okay, so Tanya was not in the mood for Cheesecake Factory, so she suggests, let's go to the farmer's market at the Grove. They have everything, is what she sells me on. I have charcoal burnt pizza,
yeah.
And I had a screaming child next to me because it felt like we were in a different country. It was just like so many people. It was so overwhelming.
Nobody
for me.
Spoke English in that market. It was actually quite...
Hey,
incredible.
Amy.
It's my burner phone. It's my burner
Amy?
Phone. It's my burner phone. I always forget to turn
Amy
it on.
Kemp came in late today. She has her phone on.
I haven't slept. I'm a wreck. I haven't slept in 2 days.
You know
it's
what?
Fine. Continue.
My dog woke me up at 5:30 this morning. I'm having to force myself to drink coffee to be alive right now.
Yeah.
Do you
Welcome
not normally drink coffee?
No.
I've never had a cup.
I don't even like it. So
I'm glad. This is good. This is a good step.
I can add that to... I don't drink and I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I have blue eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are really, that thing is spreading the land.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I have
and
told
I slept
a few
with
people.
Five people, hopefully six really soon.
I told people about this new mentality going into things, how you approach a situation and how you introduce it and the confidence you have when you talk about it makes the difference in the world. I've talked about this. Because it really changed my mentality on a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I have such a DGAF approach to, like, dating now. It's like...
Flag. Huh? DGAF?
Yeah.
No, it's IDGAF.
No, it's DGAF. Don't give a...
Oh, I see. You just... There's a missing vowel or something.
I'm with Tanya on this. She's right.
Okay.
Yeah, DGAF.
Okay.
Wow.
I've heard IDGAF.
Is this
I don't
term?
Give
For those
it.
Of us not hip... Yeah. Is this what the kids are saying these days?
Yeah, give not it, all of it, the kids.
Give it to me
but
again.
Some of the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like...
DGAF. It just
DGAF.
Means like... It means
don't give
an up.
F.
It's
don't
like
give an
YOLO,
F.
LOL, like all that.
Sure. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
So Tanya and I were just discussing. We got in an argument this week And they don't happen often, but when they do, it's similar to when my dog's crying in her kennel and I'm not supposed to let her out. I'm just supposed to ignore her and let her like get it over with. That's how I have to handle Tanya when she and I have an argument.
It's true.
So what happened? I'll let you tell your side first.
It's a very small, small squabble that we had, but...
I can't believe
no,
it.
No, don't get really too excited.
Yeah, it's really
not
nothing. So I was texting Becca, and I was like making plans for that night, and this was like 9 a.m. or something. And so I said, when are you done with your shoot? Do you want to go sweat?
Can you explain? We go to the sauna.
Oh, yeah, we go sit in the sauna together.
Do you want to go sweat? Wow.
So then she's not responding to me. So then I keep continuing on the conversation and I'm like, okay, I'll keep talking to myself.
I responded.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
I said, didn't. I think I have a birthday party tonight, but
oh.
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then I said, whose birthday? Sounds fun. And then I keep asking her questions.
This is on text?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I keep asking her questions. She's not responding. So I say, I'll keep talking to myself. What else did I start asking you?
Maybe she was like in the shower.
So this hours is- and hours are going by. And she's still not responding. And I'm like, okay, well, I just worked out. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to go sweat. Are you going to the baby shower tomorrow? Like asking her all these questions, just crickets. Then all of a sudden, like 15 hours later, she responds.
I roll.
So sorry. I was away from my phone.
Yeah. Like, what are you, her weird girlfriend?
I told Caroline and Hannah, I was like, I feel like Tawny's mad. They're like, it's like you're her boyfriend. I'm like, I know, that's why I
Who's away
like,
from their phone for 15 hours?
It was not 15 hours.
It was close.
No, it was not. I had a photo shoot and literally didn't have my phone. I got my phone back. I had like 20 messages. Guess who the only person was that was even remotely bothered or upset about it?
Me.
My boyfriend.
This is fascinating.
Hold on, but I do have to preface this with, I stopped taking my thyroid medication this week, and so my hormones, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my hormones are like raging, and I'm like on my period, so I'm like a little bit of a loosey-goosey right now.
So much happening. Number one, why did you stop taking your medication?
My doctor told me to.
Number two, such an interesting situation. Girls don't have to text back as quickly as your boyfriend does, and this is also why we make our boyfriends totally cuckoo bird.
This is a major red flag for any guy who wants to date Tanya.
Yeah.
No. I'm like, oh, how do I handle this? I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't text you back. I don't know. Like, do I treat this as if I'm in a relationship?
Yeah, so then she starts calling me while I'm in my Zen sweat sauna.
And why
I'm
didn't you call her when she wasn't responding to your text?
I still didn't have my phone. I wouldn't have answered. I didn't have my phone with me.
Where was your phone?
It was just in the kitchen and we were like shooting. So I just didn't have it. It was
for
just
15 hours.
It was literally maybe 3 hours.
No, definitely not.
I'm about to.
Me
yeah.
too.
We're going to improve this really quick.
Oh my God.
So do you want, have you thought of anyone to text? Because we did have a bet and I, even though it's kind of against me, I do like to keep my word because I'd also like to play again and have a chance to do the same.
Oh, to redeem.
To you. Yeah. So
yeah, people are like real mad you guys haven't finished your bet.
I know.
How did you resolve the fight? Don't leave us hanging.
Oh,
I apologize 3 times because I'm like, okay, Tanya's very sensitive and emotional. So I feel like I need to cater to that as a friend, even though I don't normally do this with people. And then she was really short with me. And after that, I was like, okay,
I apologized and said, I'm very hormonal. I'm like a train wreck this week.
So the next day we go to church and I get in the car and I was
and
like,
we just hug.
You're a little bit crazy.
And I said, yeah.
Wow, so much.
Well, okay, as far as the bet goes, Molly emailed us. Molly has some great questions and I'd like to get to all of them at some point today.
Yeah,
she had a lot of great things to ask you guys. But for the bet, she says she suggests Tanya either texts a guy that she thinks is good for Becca and ask them on a low-key date, drop the handkerchief, or text her brother and ask him on a date for Tanya. Like Tanya would text her brother as Becca, asking if he wants to go out with Tanya.
Right.
It's your choice. I mean, it's not my... You're not going to have this much say when I get you back, so just... I'm putting that out there in advance.
Oh, wow. So you want to play dirty with
this. I like that, yeah.
Oh.
I like a good...
Then we can go the guy route.
Okay, well, who do you have for me? Like, if you have someone good for me, like, make it happen. Look, she has no one. This is why I had this manipulated in my head already when you read that email. I'm all, yeah,
you
let's do that.
Stinker. You know, no, I have one.
Who?
Do you want me to say his name?
Yeah.
Davey.
I think he's seeing someone. So, but you can make that happen.
That's funny. I don't think he is.
Okay. Well, go for it.
Great.
He'll probably say, I can't, or he'll ignore me.
I say do it now.
Yeah, do it right now.
Oh, okay. What should I text him? Guys, room?
I'm confused. What's happening?
Do you remember how we played the game?
Yeah, you're so texting him from her phone.
Pretending to be Becca.
If you're new to the podcast, we did a Grey's Anatomy quiz. Tanya won. Therefore, she can text anyone she wants from Becca's phone as Becca.
Yeah.
I mean,
she has chosen Davey.
What are you going to say?
I think he's seeing someone, so I almost feel like I'm in the clear here. I'm going to either get rejected, or he's going to say he's seeing one, or he's going to be like, cool.
Well, my first initial thought was to text someone, but I know he has a girlfriend.
You're allowed to text anything you want?
Yeah.
So why don't you text something like hilarious and embarrassing?
Right. Like I have like smelly feet or something.
What I have smelly feet?
No. Like what are you wearing? Like what are you wearing?
Let me do this to myself.
Oh, hey, Davey, so sad. What are you wearing? Like that. Get it? Like I'm being embarrassing. Like she's trying to sext him.
I think it's more something.
Like what are you wearing?
I think it's you want to give her a friendly push towards something that would be good for her.
Okay. Correct.
Wow, y'all are so nice against like these guys.
Yeah, I would have done like send boobs or something.
I just pooped my pants.
Right. Right.
I just sharted. Right. What do I do? Have you ever done this before?
I would have taken it to like the toilet.
Okay,
here.
If that's where you want to go.
That's kind of funny.
I don't know, but like people are going to be waiting.
Right. I mean, let's get on with it. Yeah, we got to go.
We have things to talk about.
Lot to do.
Okay.
Either go with like,
I'll just say, hey, Davey.
You only get one text.
Yeah, hey, Davey. This is all one text, exclamation.
I sharted, what do I do?
No. Yeah. Like,
why don't we grab lunch soon?
I love Mark laughs so much when I talk about boobs.
That's so boring, Tanya. But
it is? Is this bad?
Why don't we have lunch soon? And he's going to write back, okay.
Yeah. But we can ask Tanya to hurry it along and then critique everything she types. So
right. Okay, go. Tanya, do what you want to do. Make it happen. No.
Well, I'll be asleep over here. Do you like?
You could be more aggressive. Why don't we have lunch soon? I've been thinking about you lately.
Here's my boobs.
I'm not sending a picture of my boobs, though. So.
Hey, Davey, why don't we grab lunch? That's just mean, because I like think of the person on the other end, you know?
And she's also thinking of the revenge Becca's going to get on her
right,
one day.
Right.
Like, he's on the other end of this, you know?
No, but revenge is so much more fun with Tanya as the, like, you know? Like, I have so many more options than she has with me, because I'm so, like, whatever about everything.
Or how about lunch soon? Hey, Davey, how about lunch soon?
I mean, sounds so anticlimactic. He's just going to write back, cool.
What?
Great. Tell me when and where.
I think you need to be a little bit more aggressive. I've been thinking about you lately.
When I'm naked in bed. Have fun with it.
Okay. Fine.
When I'm naked in bed. Like
I would never.
That is...
Been thinking about you lately.
Sleeping naked is so weird. A lot of people do it.
I love it.
Here's I don't love it. It's not like super comfortable to me.
It feels weird.
You also don't want to do something that she can just say, oh, that was Tanya. If you say, hey, I've been thinking about you lately, it's harder for Becca to just say, oh, that was Tanya without insulting him.
Oh.
If you say, I sharted, here are my boobs, she can be like, oh, that's just Tanya. She stole my phone. Ha, ha, ha. And then it's over.
I've never heard that word so many times.
I don't know. Okay, this is like so bad, but like I'm so uncomfortable doing this. Like and now that I'm actually
do it.
Doing
Let's
it.
Move on.
Yeah, like do you want to forfeit your turn?
Hey, Davey, been thinking about you lately. Want to get lunch soon?
I think it's great.
Okay. Sent.
Good. All right, done.
So dumb.
I changed his number to my actual number, so it just goes straight to me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, that's actually smart.
I'm
not gonna lie, I'm uncomfortable. I'm like uncomfortable that I just did that. I feel bad.
Wow, you have such a better heart than me.
Yeah, her moral compass is strong.
I know, like wow.
Because like there's a person on the other end of
but
that.
But it's not like I would playing totally with go him. To I'd totally go to lunch with him. It's not like that's
okay.
not
okay.
I think
and people
he's
with a good
someone.
Sense of humor find these things entertaining.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't find that was rude at all.
Okay.
I would never take that bet though, because I got way too many important numbers in my
family. Yeah, we should do that with Amy.
Never.
I went to Canada and I did like an Insta story talking about like an electric toothbrush and it wasn't Quip and everyone really lost their mind. They're like, you're cheating on Quip. And I'm like, no. I have two that I one that I travel with, and I leave my quip safe at home.
Safe. But, that's good. Keep
yeah.
it safe.
Yeah, because sometimes, well, I leave a lot of things when I travel. And also,
I love that the people got mad.
Literally, but Quip has a very loyal following.
Yeah. You could have traveled with Quip.
I know. I think I just maybe need to get two.
Maybe
Quip,
just get two.
So
yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
I don't like
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good call. Good call.
And it's just like
a home one and a travel one.
I will make arrangements for Quip.
Yeah, come with Quip. Can you, I'll use my code for that. So Quip is an electric toothbrush. Mm-hmm. I was at the dentist and we were talking about the importance of using an electric toothbrush. Because
oh, yeah.
I've
I don't
always,
even know why people use regular ones anymore.
I've used a regular one until I got the Quip.
Really?
Yeah, which was very recent.
They do not brush yeah. half as good.
No, it feels more like I went to the dentist after I use Quip than yeah. when I do it myself. Because
I just love that it's
I think I'm
gold.
Lazy. I know, it's
silver.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. It looks like a... like a Apple product.
Totally.
So it has like vibration and timer feature. So it tells you, it makes like a little separate vibration to know when to switch spots in your mouth. So you're getting every tooth. You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
Miss a lot of teeth when you're doing it yourself.
How many teeth do you have in your mouth?
Are you asking me personally? Because
yeah.
people always tell me I look like I have too many teeth in my
How
mouth.
How many does like the average human have?
I mean,
well, let me count.
I think it's 32, but I will check that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get a number on that. Very important information.
We've confirmed 32.
Okay, well, great. Okay. Thank you.
There's always like the four in the back that you just can never get.
Right. Yeah.
Either of you have wisdom teeth?
I got mine pulled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine are gone. Yours are gone?
Mine came in.
Just now?
I don't know when, but they're in there. They've been in there for a while. I didn't have to get them removed.
Do you? Interesting.
Continue, Quip.
Okay. So Amy has her wisdom teeth and... doesn't have to get them removed. And so she should definitely use a Quip to make sure she gets back there and cleans those puppies.
Yeah, this is more, that's just more teeth to hassle with.
I know, that's like 36 teeth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the good thing about Quip is, so you're supposed to change your toothbrush every 3 months. Mm-hmm. And Quip sends new brush heads on a 3-month plan for just $5. So
that's very nice.
I'm very lazy about going out and buying a new toothbrush, but I don't have to now. And that includes free shipping. And it starts at just $25. So right now, go to getquip.com/Becca to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca.
You didn't do it together.
I have one more.
Yeah, the last
oh,
one.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
okay.
Amy. One more time. That's getquip.com/Becca. All right.
Speaking of Becca... Well, what? Speaking of the show, I went to a baby shower this weekend. You were also invited to this baby shower, but we had a lot of listeners, podcast listeners at the shower.
Really?
Yeah,
you
it was so sweet.
That?
I completely forgot Brookie. You know Brookie?
Yeah.
She was like, I love listening to your podcast. I think it's like so fun. She listens every
Aww,
week. Yeah, it was really cute.
Quite possibly the nicest person.
Talk
about a moral compass.
Yeah.
Does not say a bad word about anyone.
Does she still have her same cute boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
And it was funny because we were talking about Tim Tebow and she like walked over to the conversation and she was like, she goes, she didn't even hear anything. She goes, oh, Tim Tebow. Yeah, I listen to the podcast.
Tanya.
That's so cute.
So happy you brought this up.
Oh.
Tim Tebow.
Oh.
Let's talk about it. I offered Tanya the chance to meet Tim Tebow. And she did not do it.
That's a stretch, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
simple flight to New York, and I probably would have paid for
it. Simple flight. I actually looked that night, and the flights were like
$800. I know. I probably
the one I saw was $900, and I was like, "There's no way I'm paying $900 to fly to New York for a concert."
Here's what I believe, though, because it was out in the universe, that is why it came to us. Because if you put things in the universe,
right.
and you use the power of positive thinking. It comes around. So what happened was I got an email a couple days ago. Hey, Tim Tebow would like to go to Jingle Ball in New York. I'm like, we didn't even have the tickets. I found the tickets. I immediately text Becca and Tanya and say, guess what? And then like, speaking of not responding, Tanya like didn't even respond. And I'm like, Tim Tebow is going to Jingle Ball in New York. And Becca was like super jazzed and I was super jazzed. And Tanya seemed sort of like, not engaged.
I was super jazzed, but I'm not going. So
I would
like,
say,
cool.
I got excited about it because I thought
she should go.
It's just, it's not an easy flight to go. And especially not knowing, like, what are, like, what if she didn't end up running into him or then, yeah. you know?
Oh, no, she 100% would have. I would have made that happen. And Erica, yeah. who works on the show, talked to him about you.
What?
Yeah.
Which, what was said?
I don't know. She didn't tell me that.
Yeah. She said, we talk about you on our show.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about setting you up. And we call no, her Tanya Tebow. So
and he said, or his manager's friend or somebody said, when we're in LA, we're going to come in.
Where does he live?
I think here.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think here.
He's like on the road with the football thing.
But it is very weird. I do baseball. Think when you like put it in the universe, it's like he's literally popping up everywhere. And so many of our podcast listeners were sending me photos of him at Jingle Ball, like direct messaging me being like, why are you not here? Why are you not there?
Yeah, well, there's just been several times where he's been like 1 degree of separation.
Right.
Which is very interesting that it's all happened. I don't know if it's always been there or it's because we're like more aware of it now.
In the last 2 months.
Yeah.
I find it weird you didn't just jump on a flight. I would, if I flew, I think I would have. Not for Tim Tebow, for the person I like. But do you know what I mean?
To be totally honest, I just didn't. I don't have the money to like just
why
literally
didn't you
be
ask?
Like. Why am I not going to ask?
We could have started a GoFundMe.
I was going to say, GoFundMe.
We would have got it in 15 minutes.
Tanya for Tim.
Mark, you would have contributed, wouldn't you have contributed?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would have too. I would have sponsored
it. He would have had 300 right here. Your mom would have. Yeah. That's 400.
We could have gotten tons of listeners.
Like all our people around here would have. Kevin LeGret, John Ivy.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You would have had a flight.
Ryan Seacrest probably would have paid for the whole thing if we would have asked. Yeah. Just for the show.
And I think by the time I read that, I was like,
She was mad at me at that point.
I find it weird
so,
that she was, just during the fight.
She was.
I don't know. I feel like I'd like people to email us and see if they think Tanya should have gone. And we'll talk about it next week because I feel like she didn't carpe diem.
Yeah. I carpe diem sometimes and I carpe diem.
I also think too that if it's like, and I know this is maybe not the best way to think, but I think if it's meant to be, like it'll be.
But it was meant to be. He emailed me and I was like, okay, yes. That's, like, do you guys not know the fable? I don't want to be long-winded, but you guys don't know the fable about the storm?
No.
So there's a big storm, and this man, and it's a flood, and this man is in the storm, and he climbs to his roof as the water is rising and says, God will save me. I might be telling this wrong. There's another version where somebody's down in a hole. It's fine. So God will save me. So God says,
yeah, me too.
Like, somebody buy in a boat. And they say, let us help you. And the guy says, no, no, God will save me. So off goes the canoe or the boat. Then a helicopter comes by and they drop the line and they say, climb up. And he says, no, no, God will save me. And then one more kind of thing happens, similar.
Okay, I get it now.
He goes to heaven and meets God and says, I believed in you. Why didn't you save me? And he goes, I sent a canoe. I sent a helicopter. I sent one more thing. You know, I'm ruining this, but.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So he sent Jingle Ball. God sent Jingle Ball. You have like 2 more tries.
Yeah, that was your boat.
Okay.
Now we have a spaceship and a helicopter.
Yes, thank you for the spaceship.
Yeah, you're welcome. It seemed like a spaceship went well with that story.
Mark's going to give me this spaceship because he's trying to get him in for football.
Well,
now I'm hooked.
I looked
up
into
now.
It. It's not going to work out.
No, I'm talking. I'm texting with the assistant on the regular, but he's got to be in LA. Look, God gave you Jingle Ball. You have 2 more tries.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Fine. We have the boat, a canoe pass. She wasn't ready to hop on the canoe with the rough waters. She needs something to come from the sky.
Right.
Heaven sent.
You gotta seize it. You gotta go.
Seize that.
That's a sign.
I have a black tie gala tonight. I thought about possibly wearing my bachelor finale dress because that's the last time I've worn a gown. That's the only like floor length gown that I have. And I started thinking of like all the hilarious photos of me like wearing that dress.
Well,
again.
I'm trying to remember what does it look like?
It was like long red velvet gown. It was
pretty.
Yeah. But like it's a finale. It's a bachelor finale dress.
Well, why don't you wear it?
I got another one.
Oh.
You know, I like to keep that one in the closet. Just let it rest.
Yeah.
Hasn't seen the...
May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace in that cold Iowan barn.
I think you should save her for, like, your engagement party. That could be fun.
That seems like a bad omen or something.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the last time I wore it, I got dumped. I'm not trying to wear that on my engagement party.
Oh, okay.
I have a hard time with clothes where something goes wrong.
Yeah. I'm not surprised to hear that about
like, you. I might as well just, first of all, I've stopped going to funerals. I can't do it anymore. Quincy Jones, he's real old timey, but he doesn't go either, and I'm not going to any more funerals. I throw the clothes away that I wear to the funeral.
You would not go to my funeral. I would haunt you so hard.
Oh, wow. My God.
I would.
I literally can't wear the clothes again. You're
haunted.
I will definitely come to your funeral.
I probably won't. I'm not going to anymore.
Okay, I'll like make sure people put a lot of flowers on
your grave. If it's like a memorial service that's more of a party, I don't know.
It'll be a celebration.
But I can't wear, I just throw the clothes away. Can't wear the clothes again. They're like tainted and sad. And
I want everyone to wear their favorite outfit to my celebration of life. Said it here first. It's on record. It is morbid, but some things you just have to talk about. I'd like to start some emails. We have Brooke Burke coming in soon.
She is going to be rad.
I'm so, so excited, but no one's more excited than Easton.
That's true.
You love her?
Yes, he does.
More than you love Jana Kramer?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I wonder if Easton is a huge Brooke Burke fan.
I used to tape Wild On with a VHS tape and watch them a lot in the middle of the night. It's a really fun show. I got to see Carnival. I got to see what they do in Bali. It was a really great adventure.
Oh my God.
You know, I know. It's so
a
good.
Really good adventure.
Yeah. I'm excited to see Brooke Burke.
We're getting we're going to make sure we get the perfect photo of Easton.
Like
Brooke
a prom
Burke.
Photo.
You're going to love her. And we have one of the most drama filled phone calls of all time.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not giving you guys too much information. Erica and I have been back and forth emailing with them. And it's
like
been,
dramatic for wait, her, what, like face, involving Mark's us.
Face? It's because our phone is broken, but it's going to be fixed. It's going to be fixed.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be fixed.
Okay.
Right now, the phone doesn't work, which is why this will be at the end of the show.
Okay. I'd like to get into an email, though, some emails before she gets here, because we have so many of them. And I just want to say thank y'all so much for participating and involving yourselves in this show, because it makes it really fun and makes us feel like we're really helping.
Yeah, genuinely asking us for advice. It's so sweet. And just being invested. And I've never felt such an outpour of such love and support. I've not heard one. Yeah.
Good. Wow. You know what? That's fine if I do it, because this is not my profession. But Tanya, this is literally your job.
I know. Okay. I'm unwell today. I did. I woke up. I didn't sleep many hours, and I had a glass of wine last night. So
wow, she went crazy.
She's a little gray this morning. Yeah. But we do have an email that we love hearing from you, and it's scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com.
So I'm going to read from Whitney. It says, "Hi guys, so I'm dating this guy and it's still new. He's great, but sometimes I really wish he'd think before he speaks. For example, we were in the truck and his brother was riding with us. His brother pulls out this picture of a girl and shows my boyfriend. My boyfriend says, 'Yeah, she's the prettiest blonde I know, blah, blah, blah.' I'm a blonde, so I stared at him because I was bothered by that.
Excuse me.
We later talked about it and he said I shouldn't let that bother me. So I would love to know your opinions and thoughts about that. And I would love to know what other guys have to say about that and if they do that. I feel like you shouldn't talk about that stuff in front of someone you're dating. Please give me some feedback. I love and admire the both of you. Hope to hear from you guys. Whitney, one of your biggest fans."
Did she give an age for reference?
No age.
Okay.
Does that matter?
Yeah, and this, because I think this guy's really immature. In my personal opinion, I think a partner that loves and respects you would never say that in front of you.
I know. I was going to say, I don't mean to bring up Robert so often, but I do have to say, as far as any of the good or how he treated me, it's very hard for me not to compare him to other guys, because right. I mean, his job is traveling with bikini models and these the beautiful girls. And he literally told me all the time, you're the most beautiful girl. I never felt less than with him.
And that's somebody, whether he's doing it intentionally or not, he's saying don't let it bother you. Just, it shouldn't be something unintentional that comes out of your mouth when you're with your significant other. I just think it's immature and not a quality that you want in a partner. I really, and I hate to say this, Whitney, but I think you can do better. I know it's a one-time thing, but if this is clearly happening more than once because you're writing into us, I think you could do better.
Is that not a weird thing? I don't know. I would never look at a photo of a guy with blonde hair and be like, that's the hottest blonde guy I've ever seen. I'd
or if
be like,
you're oh, with your, if you're with your boyfriend, you saw a photo, you would never be like, this is the hottest guy I've ever seen. Like, it's just immature.
If like someone showed me, I'd be like, yeah.
Does it bother you if like a boyfriend was like, oh, there's Margot Robbie, she's hot?
No.
No, that doesn't bother me.
Right. Because people are attractive and that's fine. But well,
and
when
especially
you're going,
if it's a movie star, right. I really don't care.
When
I
you're mean, going that extra mile and saying that's the
specific.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But if your boyfriend says, hey, Margot Robbie, she's so hot, do you find yourself comparing yourself to her?
Do you think to yourself, with Margot Robbie. Already comparing myself.
Do you guys know who, what is her name? You guys keep talking. I'll find her name and then I will tell you that I literally was like, that's insane. Kelly Rohrbach from Baywatch. Chris Harrison and I were looking at photos of her. You can't even compare yourself to certain people. You just go, I give up.
That's, yeah, Margot Robbie, I would put her up
same
there.
Same category, right?
Yeah.
I would like, I wish we knew how long they've been dating. Oh, she said it's still new. So, yeah I would, you know.
It's
if
one
this
of two
is,
things.
Yeah.
He's a child who hasn't figured out that you can't share your every thought with the person you're dating.
Right.
Yes, you want to be able to be yourself with that person, but not every single thought.
Right.
Or two, Tanya made a great point. He's doing it on purpose because some people do that. They want to make you feel insecure, like you're not that great. Therefore, you'll never leave them and find someone better.
It's like this weird mind thing.
Yeah. I would get out of that before it gets deeper than that, you know, because that if it starts with that type of if that's what the angle is, that manipulation, that can get deep and dark.
No, either angle I don't love.
Whitney.
You can do better.
You're a beautiful blonde, and you deserve a guy who thinks you're the prettiest girl in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we love you.
We love you. Thanks for writing in. Interesting. I like this one because we kind of talked about it last week. Hi, Becca and Tanya. Last week, one of the topics you were talking about really got to me. I'm a virgin, not because I'm waiting until marriage, but more like waiting for the right person. Being in college, I often feel like I'm shamed for it, and an entire frat even started a rumor that I slept with multiple guys. When I confronted them, they said it was because I have such a strong personality, and they just assumed that meant I slept around. I've stopped looking for a guy or even putting myself out there because I'm so nervous that I'm going to be turned down or people will just think I want to sleep with them. Wow, that was a lot, but I'd love any advice you could give. Much love, Shelby.
Find that confusing.
What?
Why would they like say she's slutty when she's a virgin? It's like so confusing.
I don't know.
That happens though. That happens.
I know
all
it happens
the time.
A lot. I think when girls are pretty and they do have a strong personality or seem like they could get any guy that they want, people. I don't know if it's like they are intimidated and feel like that's a way to kind of bring them down or like put them.
We just down I in a just way. Talked about this on the morning show because of the Keaton Jones stuff that's been happening this week.
Yeah.
I was bullied. We had like apples thrown at our heads in high school because we were like the sluts.
What?
And I was a virgin in high school.
Apples?
Apples.
Ouch.
Apples.
By who?
It never hit. I never got hit. My friend, poor Kelly Peterson, got hit with one.
Who's throwing apples?
These girls that said we were like the sluts.
Well, who? Oh, okay, wait.
They were seniors and we were sophomores.
So they were like, it was jealousy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bullying, but it's like people just assume because, maybe you wear whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have a certain type of personality that like you're, I don't know what she's saying, slutty or
right.
What they're, whatever they're saying about her. But I do understand how that happens.
And I don't think, I mean, I get why you'd be kind of defeated and putting yourself out there. But at the same time, just like we talked about last week, we have kind of reiterated the fact that if you are confident in what you've chosen or in any situation, if you bring that confidence to a conversation or to a relationship, then that's how you're going to come off to people. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something that you're proud of and that you're waiting for a reason. And I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of. And
someone's always going to tear you down. Someone's always going to judge you. It sort of is a weird human nature. There was a study, and I'll have to look it up, that said gossiping is healthy, shockingly, that it's actually good for you. I'll find that while you guys talk. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a fine line of how you do it. And it seems like the apple throwers were taking it a bit.
Apples in the head is like seems like something you could get arrested for.
I think if you're proud, like I'm fine that I have slept with five people. I'm fine with that. I will tell anyone who will listen. Praying number six is any day now.
You're proud of it. You're not waiting around for it, but you can't wait for it.
And I think if you make decisions in life that you're proud of, you're good.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what anybody else says,
I think our advice to Shelby is kind of
Just
hold your head high.
Hold your head high. People are going to say things about you your entire life.
Yeah.
And you have no control over that. Just know who you are. And
I think it's funny if she said to those guys, joke's on you, idiots, I'm a virgin.
I just feel like it's just like this Keaton Jones thing. It's like, look at the people that stand behind you, like when you're just a good person, you know, like
right.
These bullies that have bullied this little boy, seeing, I keep thinking, like, what are their parents thinking that are seeing right. this, like, rush of support for this kid that their kids hurt, you know? And so I think it just shows you, majority of people want the good and they see the good. And there's always going to be those people that try to bring you down because that's something that they're struggling with or dealing with. But I think it's just a perfect example of how to be kind and
yeah. But confident. I do think, like, I mean, she said, I think she's in college.
Yeah.
Sexuality and is really, it's really a tough thing in high school and college, I think. Whether you're being called a slut and you're not a slut, or you're just starting out to explore different things, or you're suddenly attracted to women or men, or you don't know. And I think sexuality is a really interesting thing, especially around high school, college. So I understand that you're probably struggling, with this.
I go with the trust the gut.
Yeah.
If it feels right, it's probably okay.
Can I give you guys some of these rapid fire questions before we get Brooke Burke?
Oh yeah. Rapid fire us.
I just, like, Molly had a couple more I wanted to get to.
Okay.
Becca.
Yeah.
The Bachelor's opened a lot of doors for you and has changed your life, but do you ever regret it? Is it harder now to find a potential guy or date because you are a celebrity?
Ooh. I have zero regrets about being on the show either time. I don't know. I mean, I think I never really loved the dating world before I went on the show, and that hasn't changed. And I don't know if it's made it harder. I don't think. I mean, my first thought isn't. I've been on several dates where, you know, conversation came up and I brought The Bachelor up and they had no idea.
I was going to say, I think, like, it's easier for girls because I feel like guys, not a lot of guys watch the show.
Right,
so they might know you're on it, but they don't like know much about you.
Right. And so I feel like a girl dating a guy from the show is a little bit different because girls are clearly like such huge fans. But no, it's not made it difficult. I have no regrets.
Tanya.
Yeah.
You're the co-host for Ryan Seacrest. How did you get that job? How did you climb that career ladder to be where you are today? I find your job very interesting, and I'm sure more people would love to hear more about your life, too.
Oh,
wow.
And I know this story, and it's a great story, so that's why I wanted to ask this one.
Oh, it's a really crazy story, and you really have to, like, people actually ask me all the time. They're like, "How? Like, what's the formula?" And I sit there, and I think there's no way you can, like, what happened to me was essentially I got hired on to be a producer behind the scenes.
But go back to the foot in the door.
Oh, how I got into KISS. Okay, so I basically, after I graduated college, I sent out,
Explain what KISS is. It's a radio
station. Okay, KISS FM is a station that I work for. And I bought these little shoes, they're like little baby shoes from Payless. And I wrote three adjectives that describe my personality. It was like driven, enthusiastic, and I can't remember what the third word was. But then I put my business card. I made a business card at Kinko's. And I tied my business card around the little baby shoe. And I sent them out to, like, KISS FM, Billboard, Cosmo, Glamour, MTV. There was like 10 places I sent these shoes, these little shoes to.
Wow.
And
story.
Yeah. And so I got a call from Tim Martinez.
Idea being, I want to get my foot in the door.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow, I'm like, glad you're here,
the
Mark.
Shoes.
Yeah, sorry.
She's having a baby.
On the business card, I had like my name, my information. I said, I'm just trying to get my foot in the door. And so Tim Martinez from KISS FM called me and he said, I want to offer you a job part-time here at KISS FM. So I started working here. And then from that point, I got hired onto the morning show full-time.
But you were working on the street team before, which is, right?
Yeah.
That's the group of people that goes out in the morning.
Yeah.
And if there's an opening of a new Sprint store somewhere, the street team shows up and hands out bumper stickers and that
sort of
thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're like putting up tents. It's a lot of physical labor, which I'm not great at.
I was
going
to say,
yeah, I was not great at.
But that's good because that's kind of the bottom rung of the radio ladder.
Yeah.
And that's where you started.
Yeah. I had to go to like nightclubs at like that I did not enjoy going to with like a KISS FM shirt and staying up till 2 a.m. like handing out KISS FM gear. Like, it's not like super glamorous by any means. So I did that for about a year. And then I got hired onto the morning show for full time. and started as a producer behind the scenes. And then the kind of just like genuine connection with Ryan, he just started talking to me.
I can weigh in on this a little bit because I produced that show.
Yeah.
And every time Ryan went to Tanya, she made him laugh. She made him smile. She gave him something back. And that's what you want when you're on the radio, as you two now know, talking to each other. Yeah. You just want something in return, whether it's a guest or a caller. You want any exchange there. And whenever he went to her, great things happened. Uh-huh. And so she started to just get more and more of a profile.
Yeah. It just kind of like naturally just kind of happened like over the few years. And then Ryan's co-host that he had for many years, 12 years, got her own morning show. So she went to move on and he was looking to have somebody fill in the new chair. And they hired a new girl, Sisney, whom we love. And then they made me full-time on the air as well, which was crazy. That position didn't exist. Like, it's like, Mark gets this, like, full smile on his face because it's actually just, like, the craziest thing. Sometimes I think about it and I can't even believe it happened. I can't even believe it happened because, like, in what world do you... But that position didn't exist 5 years ago.
I know...
We have a boss here that tends to make you feel like maybe you're not great at what you do. And that's kind of, it's kind of like the guy who insults his girlfriend to make her feel like she's not that special. Yeah. We have a boss here who's kind of the same way. You're lucky to work here. Mm-hmm. You're lucky I haven't fired you. That's kind of his philosophy. But they made a position that didn't exist before to get Tanya on the air more. And she should be very proud of that.
Yeah. I mean, it really is such a story of starting and working hard, like working your way up.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, sometimes I get really emotional when I talk about it because I feel like my parents never believed, like, not that they didn't believe, but like they never really understood.
Oh my gosh.
I love you.
Tell us.
They never really understood because like I come from a family of like lawyers and doctors and like, you know, like.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, I mean, this is so true. I mean,
So when I said I wanted to do radio, they were like, what the heck? Like, they were so supportive. They were always so supportive. But I feel like they never understood, you know? They didn't get it. They're foreign. And so they didn't, you know, they were so supportive. And they, like, supported me through. I mean, I was making nothing.
Yeah. Well, I it's such a testament to who you are as a person. Because I think every single person that I talk to who knows you, has met you, whatever. And just being around you at these events where we're with like different record labels, the way people respond to Tanya is something I have never seen with anyone else. It's like this, you bring this instant something to the table that it's very rare. And I think in this industry, especially with the friends you have that are like these massive musicians that just adore you and you... You've made a name for yourself in that way from being different and having that. So
yeah, I think I just always felt like different. And it's just weird to be like on the other side of it. I never thought I would be on the other side. And like, I feel like my parents are so proud and like just everything kind of just came together in like most beautiful way.
Tanya's very real, as you're hearing. There's no, you know, in radio, you have a lot of people who talk like this and that sort of thing. Tanya is just Tanya, and there's no other way she can be, and that's the best thing about her. And I do try to keep her grounded sometimes because it'll be like, by the way, is next week's Bachelor, is Women Tell All next week? And she'll go, oh, let me text Chris Harrison. And I try to remind her, Tanya, you're texting Chris Harrison because you're friends with him. How cool is that?
I mean, there's so many people. That's why I really need to win this next bet so I can, I have a lot of options in that phone.
I think what's interesting is sort of having a dream come true that you can't even believe it's happening. And I think the same thing is happening for Becca, where she just sort of trusted her gut and went with these things that are happening. And I think that's such a good lesson to people. Right. It's like we had John Cena was around the other day and he was telling these little kids, love what you do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like we've been talking about, if you trust your gut and it feels okay to you, and you love what you do, like, you'll be good.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
I'm a huge believer. And I, in a sense, I did trust my gut going on the show. But I do, I think one of the things I admire about you so much is that you did start doing stuff on the street that wasn't fun and it was hard work. I can't say that
you
I had
did.
The same.
You
yes,
did. You
did.
Have a lot of jobs that you...
Guys.
Maybe not on the streets, but like you did a lot of like stuff that you didn't want to do.
I know. I'm just saying. You've worked at a chiropractor and you've done plenty of
Like, I need that chiropractor in my life right now. Like, I'm struggling.
No,
I,
like, but like, don't undermine.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I mean, I think it's when I talk to my sisters about, you know, like when we talk about like, what are you doing? Like, I remind them there's times where you're gonna have to start at the very bottom and you're gonna be doing the grunt work, because if you want to work yourself up, work right. your way up, that's how it starts normally.
Right.
So proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud to know you. No. Oh, hi.
Oh, Vanessa's here. Oh my gosh.
Wait, this is actually a great, like, this is a good transition.
Why are you crying?
We just had an emotional, like, it was good, happy tears. Okay, so Vanessa's here. She's filling in for Ben and Ashley this week. We don't know where Ben and Ashley are. They're on some remote location in Vermont.
It's right next to my home.
Oh, yeah, it is. Hey, where are you from again?
Montreal.
Is that close to Toronto? Oh.
Yes, it is. It's
I was just in Toronto.
Like a 5-hour, 6-hour drive. Yeah, oh, didn't you do the... After
yeah, yeah, yeah. I did Bachelor Canada.
It's, I'm sorry. There's like a lot of stuff that happens on that show. Did you watch all the
episodes? They only sent me one episode.
Oh, they only sent me one too, but I did. I watched like all the episodes. Really great season.
Wait, you moved here from Canada?
I'm like in between Montreal and LA.
I was going to say, why? Canada seems like the place to be.
I mean, right now it's very really nice cold. There. I'm enjoying the weather right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was freezing. They said Journey a lot in Bachelor Canada, like more than the American Canada. Canada. Wow. I'm not okay.
I didn't even hear that because my brain is still half asleep. Corrected me.
I'm like, silent. Mm-hmm. Yes. The American Canada. No, I felt like I was laughing because I felt like they said Journey.
Journey.
But then on previewing Ari's season, I felt like I heard Journey a lot in that promo.
I didn't see the preview.
It's pretty juicy.
Is it secret that they tell you to use the word journey?
No, they don't tell us to use it. I mean, they ask us in interviews, like, how's your journey been?
And you try to think of any way to not say journey.
Yeah, like what other word replaces
my
journey?
Path?
My experience? I
would say journey just naturally.
I thought. My time on the show.
Maybe. Yeah, they don't. Maybe. Yeah. We've had. Oh, whoa.
Hi.
So much happening.
I'm so sorry. Hi, guys.
Brooke Burke is in the building.
In the building.
Hi. Welcome. We're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Are you excited? We have our scrubs.
Well, I am. I see that you have scrubs. I have to tell you, I was doing a little research last night, listening for the last, you know, last week. But I was also checking out on Instagram. I'm like, holy cow, this beautiful woman is like on the mic, like doing a podcast, which was so weird to me. You're impossibly gorgeous. Hi.
My first question for you, if we can just jump
actually
right
even
into
wash
it.
My hair and blow dry at the time. Like, I got to pull it together with all these beauties.
Listen, that's so sweet.
I know.
Well, yeah, we have to do, I mean, I'm a podcaster. We have to do our research, right? And just like show up and not know what the heck is going on.
Well, sometimes people do, but we make it work no matter what.
I have those guests too sometimes.
Where and what is the Fountain of Youth that you have discovered that you can share? Because
can I reveal all the juicy stuff?
Yeah, please.
I wish there was an elixir for life. You're so sweet. There's no Fountain of Youth. No, like I'm in my mid-40s. I feel better now than ever, but I don't know that I look better. I don't know
you
that
look,
I look
you
better
really
now.
Great.
Thank you. I work hard. I work out smarter and I work more efficiently and I take really good care of myself. But I feel like back in the day, even when I was modeling, I was like measuring weird food and I was in the Gold's Gym like madness and, you know, starving and spending forever in the gym. And now it's like, no, I have 4 kids and a life and I'm busy.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what works for your body and how to do it and, you know, how to enjoy the whole process of health and wellness, you know?
Yeah. That is an interesting thing, like what works for your body, because I think a lot of people just try and follow certain formulas. You know, you read like whatever diet online and then you try and do that.
But and then
like
there's always something trending and there's always some quick fix or some fat or some weird thing. And it doesn't really work. So I always tell people, you know, find something enjoyable that's sustainable that you can do. That's like, I can go out to any restaurant and have a glass of wine and have a great dinner and eat something smart and it's social and, you know, not be a freak and be obsessed about it or break the rules and then get back into the groove, you know, tomorrow. But I guess I'm a little obsessed with fitness and everything. And you guys know, I just launched my app. But I figured out a way to make it possible for anybody anywhere and anytime and any way they want, you know.
Well, why don't we dive into that?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us like how... kind of how you came up with the concept and
Well, you'll laugh because I was actually in Europe. My husband's French, so I was with the kids, and we were in the south of France, and we were eating baguettes and drinking rosé, like lunch and dinner,
baguettes and
you know, what you do, right? And I'm a person that really loves to work out, whether it's my class that I teach or SoulCycle or Pilates, whatever. And I'm like, damn, like there's not a gym to be found around here. Plus, I'm on vacation, so let's get real. Everybody needs a break.
Right.
So I'm literally, after about a week, your body starts jonesing because you're not getting the adrenaline, you're not getting the dopamine. Yeah. Your body's like, what the hell are you doing to me? And so I went into the backyard and grabbed a lawn chair mat, literally. It had no yoga mat. I had nothing with me in France. Grabbed another chair that I could use for step ups. And I started creating these like goofy but effective little short workouts. And I threw a couple up on Instagram and social media. And people were like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I got some great engagement. And I'm like, this might be onto something here. What do people do? You're either too busy. We don't have the gift of time, right? Yeah. You have a million excuses not to go take care of yourself. You can't get to a class, or maybe you're in middle America and there's no good classes, or you never know. So I went, let me create something. And so I figured out the tech side of it and hooked up with Vimeo and VHX and started developing this app, and then just started shooting tons of content, and in a way that's visual and fun. And like, I take people to the beach, I take them into my backyard. I'm not on a white backdrop, like in a black t-shirt, just going 3, 2, 1.
And so this is made for anybody, like if you're at home and you're anybody. Like, I need a 45 minute workout, 30 minute workout, they can just go on your app and it'll just, they choose.
Yeah, but check this out. Some of them are 12 minutes. Some of them are 8 minutes.
That's my kind of work. I was going to say 45 minutes, Tanya. That's a...
Which is kind of crazy. Hi, everybody. We've got all kinds of people in here. It's like a whole party here. But that's what's so cool is that, you know, the days of having an hour to commit and invest in yourself are kind of over, because now you can go, you know what, I have 9, and I used to think this was bull. I have 9, let's say I have 6 minutes today and I want to work on my abs and I want to carve out my core. You can go do a 6-minute workout. You can do an 8-minute workout and it actually works. And I used to laugh at that.
Right.
And you're burning fat and you're blasting belly fat. And so I designed it so you can grab anything, abs, booty, total body, upper body, and then you can stack your workouts or you can do a total body burn, but they're short and they're effective and they work.
I love that.
Thank you. I mean, because I
personally, if I try to do something that's really longer than 10 minutes, after the first 10 minutes, I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Well, it has to be fun.
Thanks, it burned.
It has to be fun.
You can really get down with that ab dolly. Well,
or you're going to get really bored, right? And then you're not going to come back. And that's one of the other issues, too. Like, if it's not fun and dynamic and interesting and you're not going to see results, like, there's a lot of other things we can do with our time.
Yeah. Right.
So, I don't know. I'm all about making it easy.
I like that you're very honest in the sense, like, I work hard, I treat my body well, I eat healthy. It's not just like, oh, you know.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, genetically, I wasn't one of those people that's like hitting the fast food and just like squeezing into my, no. I like you. Are you that girl?
Yes, Becca.
That's it's, so uncool.
You know what's
so wrong.
So we are like the complete opposite of like literally she eats McDonald's, Taco Bell, pizza. I eat like grass, kale.
Yeah.
I enjoy eating that way, but we're so opposite.
And then it equals
the
same thing.
Yeah, she's totally
so wrong. She probably feels better than I do. You know, I can admit that I don't feel great all the time. So.
I don't know. It's working for you. I would keep doing what you're doing. And then the rest of us can just suffer. Okay, I'm going to send you my app, but not you, Becca. And then you can give me some real feedback, okay? Yeah. Becca, just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay,
well. People ask us that, though. They're like, tell us how you guys work out. I'm like, well, it's very different with the two of us.
Here, sometimes sister. I'll do like a soul cycle. I pay for Orange Theory. I just don't go.
She's still a member.
You know, that's the other funny thing, too. I go to soul cycle a lot. Who also with my children. At the end of the day, you're like $75 in.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
So this app is a quarter a day.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what? I go, you know what? I want fitness to be a gift. I want it to be affordable. It's $7.99, which is a couple cups of coffee. I'm sorry for the entire month. And then you can check it out for free too. So if you don't like it or you think it sucks, you've just got a free 7 days of free workouts.
Love satisfaction.
And you don't even have to commit. Yeah.
Satisfaction guaranteed is a nice touch.
We love satisfaction.
25 cents a day. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the first thing I wanted to talk to you about. Also we have Easton here who's like literally a massive fan of you.
Oh, yeah.
I want him to talk about his love for you for a second.
I came for the love. Hi.
I'm a big fan of Wild On.
Oh my God, me too.
That show was very important in my early male development.
Let's go back to the, what do you mean exactly?
Learning like, about the world and like Carnival and Bali and all these exciting places you went.
See, it's people like you that make me feel so respectful. Honestly, like, yes, learning about the world.
He loves learning about the world and where to travel.
That's so cute.
This is a very exciting day for me to have you in here.
That is so nice. Well, honestly, that was probably the greatest gig I've ever had. I mean, the thrill of a lifetime, once in a lifetime experiences from, I mean, if you were a real fan, you know, I flew a rocket in New Zealand. I like fought a crocodile in us, like crazy stuff, you guys. Like from skydiving to swimming with sharks to like now as a mother of four, one of my kids was like, are you crazy, mom? Like, why would you do such things? And at that time in my life, it was about, you know, being an adrenaline junkie and trying it. And there were no waivers by the way, when you're on a network gig around the world, they don't care. I also was young, you know, I was 27 years old. Figuring it all out was so much fun.
Yeah. Well, every time when, you know, I traveled a lot last year and I really wanted that to be a focus on doing like YouTube and Instagram stuff. And everyone's like, do what Brooke Burke did. Oh, like that, you were the example.
You. Well, you know what? You can, because back in the day, it was reality television before reality TV. Yeah. So honestly, we had one cameraman, one sound man. It was totally ghetto.
Yeah.
I did my own hair and makeup. We went on the road. We would show up on location in, you know, New Zealand with a potential outline of a script with these interns and kids right out of college who had a zest for life. And we'd be like, what should we do? And we'd hook up with a local and they'd go, well, let us show you the best of everything that this, we're like, okay, scratch plan, plan A.
So it was kind of like fly by the seat of your pants.
And we made it up as we went along and it was so fun. And, you know, look at the power of YouTube today and what these kids are doing and how they're, you know, creating and producing their own content with these vlogs and this new concept. And millions of people are watching. It's amazing. So yes, go on the road, take a vlog camera with you, take somebody you like and you go on an adventure. I'll go. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you would be the perfect person to take along. I've had a lot of messages about BioClarity, people using it, trying it out because everything else that they've tried has not worked.
Yeah. Well, you're very open about your issues with your skin.
Yeah, I had a full-blown cystic acne situation last year and it was terrible.
I saw it firsthand. It was not pretty.
But we got through.
We got through.
I got through. So BioClarity is a three-step system to clear skin. There's a cleanser, there's a treatment, and there's a restore gel. The restore gel has the ingredient that's in chlorophyll that takes out any redness in your skin. If you want to get BioClarity, the first month is only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's $20 savings, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee.
That's my favorite part, because they know so much that you're going to love it that they're like, that's no problem, right?
When just somebody like your
steps
app
up and says that, it's like, listen, check it out. If you don't love it, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
Mm-hmm. For that deal, all you have to do is enter the code BECCA. And also, they have some new packaging. It may not look like the same, but it is. So BioClarity is 100% vegan. It's cruelty-free, gluten-free, and paraben-free. It's for all skin types. A dermatologist developed it, tested it, and recommends it. So if you want BioClarity, $9.95 plus free shipping, an acne treatment that actually works, bioclarity.com, and use code BECCA.
Becca.
Oh, I did it too fast. Oh, yeah. Let's try it again. And use code
Becca.
Okay.
You two are so cute.
So
do you guys stream this? Do people get to see how cute it is in here? You have to. Take out your phone right now. You're way too cute to be on the mic.
Well, no, we took our Christmas card photo today.
Yeah, we don't wear the scrubs every week.
Yeah. But someone should start. Do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Have you ever?
Yes. That's so cute.
You jumped off the bandwagon.
No, I'm so tired at night. I don't watch a lot of TV. And then I hit the pillow and it's over. So I'm very boring.
Well, you know, we
watch
my
enough
time
for all of us.
Did you binge watch?
Yeah,
that's fun. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
We should wear scrubs though every week.
These are very comfortable.
We should wear them every week from now on.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about you just looking like you're 25 still.
No.
But I also wanted to talk about your personal life because I feel like you and David have. I feel like y'all still like each other, it seems, which is very rare these days.
Does it look like that? No.
Girl, am I acting that well?
No.
No, I just feel like, you know, you see, and y'all have been together for a long time now.
We actually met when we were 21 and 22, which is like
forever ago. We met in Mexico at a charity event, and then it took us a really long time to put it together. We've been together as a couple for 12 years, and we have two kids and a blended family. But it's, you know, I'm glad that it looks that way. We do still like each other. Yeah. We have a pretty normal relationship that is really hard sometimes, yeah. really awesome sometimes. But we kind of have that thing, you know, we have great chemistry. And I don't know, I guess if there's, I'm a sort of a hopeless romantic in this way, but I do believe in that sort of like love and love at first sight. And he mm-hmm. was that one guy, even when I wasn't with him,
yeah.
with that like feeling in your stomach, yeah. you're just like, oh, what I'm the so hell, glad you what said the hell that. Was that?
Because I think people downplay how important that chemistry is.
Yeah.
They're all like, you have to be best friends. You have to be all that, but you have to have chemistry. Or when you're...
Well, if you're just best friends, you're kind of roommates, yes. right? And a yeah. lot of my girlfriends who are married, they don't like each other, or they don't have a romantic...
Yes.
They don't have a intimate relationship, or frankly, they don't really even want to hang out with their partner. And that's...
Sad.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. I don't ever want to be that person. But, you know, we fight and we have our... issues.
But you probably fight because you have so much chemistry.
We fight a lot, yeah, out. Because yeah. we're both hot fighting, yeah. hot-blooded yeah. people.
But also, you've been like together for fight. So long. I feel yeah. like, I mean, there has to be some sort of, there has to be those moments, in my yeah. opinion. I would be so bored in a relationship where it was just, because I feel like my personality, I'm so easygoing. I'm like... Yeah. all the time, that I need a little bit of like,
little
give
fire.
Me something.
Like, I'll take fire and passion and drama more than just like sort of gray yeah. and indifferent and neutral. Yeah. It's really funny because we have a friend of ours, Oliver Trevino, who's so cute, and he's single and he's British and he's really hot and he's like
oh,
all
what,
the way.
What about either of them? No,
oh, Brooke, he's an amazing
oh, Vanessa.
Girl.
No, you were just no.
Okay, let me
down,
just
Vanessa,
sing him
not,
praises.
Just...
He's so cute. He works in the industry. He's lovely. I even know his parents. He's British. He's fun. He would make an awesome BFF. He would make an awesome husband. He's hot. Like, this guy, I give him a 10.
Wait, so what's wrong with him?
We have to look him up. No, there's nothing wrong with him. There's just not enough great quality single people out there. But that's not the point. I'll show you pictures of Oliver. Look him up.
He's
but what
cute.
He was saying the other day is he's like, I have this vision board and you and David are on my vision board. Oh. And he's like, I love you guys as a couple. And my husband and I are looking at him going, are you crazy? Like, we fight all the time. We have all this drama, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, but you guys keep it real.
Yeah.
yeah.
So you don't pretend like everything's fine. You're pretty, you know, because we're pretty loud and outspoken about our issues.
Yeah.
He's like, would you just keep it real and that you work your stuff out?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really nice to hear that. But yeah, let's look up Oliver.
I don't believe it. I don't believe
him.
The couples who are
I don't
all, good
like,
all the time.
Oh, we're so good. It's like the best thing that's ever happened in my
hooey
life.
Blah.
It means they don't spend much time together. Yeah. Or maybe they don't really care.
Or they're
much.
Just pretending for
or they're
us
pretending.
To think
Wait,
they're
I love
happy.
That this guy makes vision boards. I'm a
firm. Isn't that?
I make a vision board
he's
every
super
year.
He's super spiritual.
Wait, this actually
he's
might
charitable.
Be Tanya. Is
he's
this
smart.
Him?
That's him. Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
And by the way, bring him on the show. Don't say anything. Bring him on as a guest.
We're done with Tim Tebow. We want Oliver.
Because listen, get Oliver.
I make a vision board every single year for every year. And I put like couples
that's,
that I admire on there that I like
so
aspire
powerful.
To be like. And then I like, oh yeah. And a lot of the stuff that I've done has like come true.
I love that you do that. And it's really fun to do some kind of like a powwow inspirational party with your girlfriends too and do that together. But I'm actually going to bring Oliver.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
yeah.
Whoa.
I'll do that with you girls. But I'm bringing Oliver onto my podcast because I want to do a whole episode about how hard it is to be single. I have amazing single girlfriends and Oliver.
Yeah.
But how hard it is and, you know, the do's and the don'ts and the red flags and the like the dumb things you hear and what to do and what not to do. I think it would be really interesting for men and women.
Yeah, I totally agree yeah. because I feel like everyone who's single and trying to date right now, it's difficult.
And
I
these
mean, especially
two
in
struggle
LA.
In totally opposite ways.
Yeah,
yeah so
that's the thing. There's no science to it because each of them are struggling completely differently.
Yeah. In case you, I'm sure
I know
you,
can you
tell
listened,
by now,
yeah.
we are very opposite,
mm-hmm.
but yet best friends.
But don't you think it's hard too, like when you've got it going on and you're fun and you're both beautiful and you know, you're strong and you're successful. So you kind of, it makes it, you're less tolerant.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, you, mm-hmm. your standards are
and
higher,
then you have slim like pickings. Yeah. sort of like, especially during the holidays. I have so many single friends.
Oh yeah. It's almost a wash. You might as well just wait till January at this point
the,
now. It's like
the problem for me too, I work on a morning show, morning radio show. So I go to sleep really early. So anytime a guy asks me out, he asks me out
that's
at
not
8,
good.
8 p.m. And I'm like, how about 5:36?
Yeah, that's a problem right there. Yeah. That's, like, that's not good.
Until you're getting the like senior special, you're not. No one's trying to go at 5:30.
I know.
That's
like,
a problem.
Afternoon romance, right? lunch romance. Well, that's nice. See, I'm so tired because I have so many kids that I'm the same way, and I have no excuse. I don't have a morning show.
So your ex-husband and David, do they?
No.
Okay, wait. This is interesting, though. Okay, I am going to a party tonight. It's a black tie gala, and my ex is going to be there. Mm. And we're, like, friendly, but, you know, it's still, I don't know if, I feel like he's kind of in the process of moving on. And so.
How long has he been an ex?
Well.
Not that that matters,
I mean,
by the way.
A little while, but we were kind of still, you know, hanging out and stuff. So.
Are you going with a date?
No, just going with friends.
And is he going with a date?
I don't know.
Oh. No, he's like probably going with a not. Dagger. Yeah, that would be a dagger, and he might get you back when you.
And
see
you're both
going
to be on top of your game. He's going to be in a black tie, and you're going to be in your gown, all fabulous. He's going to show up single. You're going to show up single.
They're going to go home together.
Whoa! Not like that.
I'm just saying. What makes you think that?
Yeah. What do you guys call those sweats again? What is it?
Oh, my blanket pants.
Blanket pants.
Yeah. Blanket pants.
What are those?
Those make me very antisocial. They literally feel like a blanket sewn into pants. They're the ugliest.
They look
like
that.
My husband loves when I wear those around the house every day. I know exactly what you're talking about. They're actually his size, so they're even more flattering. Totally get it. He's like, those again. I'm like, yeah, well, they're comfy.
Well, okay, wait. So, yeah, I feel like the guys love that look.
What's wrong with them? Don't they like comfy?
Right? Comfy. Comfy is sexy, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yes. See.
Really? Yes. I love a good pair of sweatpants on a lady.
Right? Yeah.
I love an oversized sweater.
I was going to say oversized
only.
Shirt.
He's like only. Yeah. Right. Did I mention only the sweater?
I think you're better off in like just tiny shorts. I think boys like that.
Well, I mean, well, that's nice too, but also there's nothing wrong with a Sean John suit, you know?
Yeah.
Velour.
Yeah. A velour Sean John suit.
Where would you want to wear, man? Where would you want to wear?
Do you use the last name Charvet?
I do. Well, I guess my husband would argue or roll his eyes if he just heard me say that. I technically changed my entertainment name when I was still in the ballroom at Dancing with the Stars, which was a big deal when we got married. He's very macho. My husband is very macho. So he's like, here's the deal. This is not an option. The kids are going to be Charvets. My other kids are Fishers. I'm like, do I even matter here? What about a Burke? Can I get a middle name? Like, what the hell? But I caved. I respect the baby daddies in my life. And when we got married, I'm like, I got it. I will honor you. So it'll be Brooke Burke hyphen Charvet.
Okay.
I haven't like legally changed my license and all my paperwork and my passport. Like when I travel with the kids with all four, I look like the nanny. Like there's two Fishers, there's three Charvets, and then there's me. And I'm like, no, really, they all belong to me. So yes, I take it. I don't really call myself Mrs. Charvet because that just sounds so, I don't know, old.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, I don't know, it's a loaded question.
Yeah, I didn't mean for it to be loaded.
No. You can tell that this is a big issue in our household,
no, I'm like,
right?
Did I just open a can of worms?
You did. But so let me be really accurate. Technically on TV, yes.
Okay. So your entertainment name is Charvet.
Yeah.
Hyphenated.
Yeah.
Rogan.
And my spiritual name is Charvet. And my marriage name is Charvet. I just have all the paperwork.
Just so Tanya's people know, leaving. Tanya has to go do another show.
Yeah, Tanya has to go be like on the radio. So yeah, do you want to say bye to everybody?
I love you guys. I'm so sorry. I love you.
Brooke is going to take over as co-host.
And don't tell everyone you're going to bed at 5:30.
We don't know how to. We gotta like reverse.
Don't tell
it
Oliver
now.
That when he comes in.
I don't go to bed. I go to bed at like 10.
Okay, well that's better.
But I like to eat at 5.
Oh, well that's not so bad. Okay,
it's not. But maybe there's compromise.
In California, at least we kind of do that. New Yorkers think we're so weird because we eat dinner here so early.
I know.
They eat dinner at like 10. We're like,
I like
oh,
early
6
dinners.
O'clock.
I know. Who wants to eat at 10?
I
like
don't.
An early dinner too.
I love a good 6 o'clock dinner.
You know, sometimes I go 6. Sometimes I go 10. It just depends on the day. Depends on the day. Do you know what FabFitFun is?
I love FabFitFun.
You love FabFitFun.
I just did an unboxing for them, and they actually sponsored my podcast as well.
What?
And they're awesome. Did you see the? Are you talking about the winter box?
Yes.
Did you see that?
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Well, we've been talking about it for a few weeks now, but I still feel like it's worth talking about.
Me too. Let's break it down.
Yeah, let's break it down.
I look forward to listening. The little box full of surprises 4 times a year. Love it all.
I also feel like it keeps getting better. Like each season, especially recently, it's kind of been more like, okay, these are really good products.
They're legitimate items like women will love, right?
Yeah.
A
What's
lot of
your
them
favorite?
Created by women. I think the winter box had the Kate Somerville, the green like skin cream care that I love that you do in the shower and you leave on for a few minutes. It's awesome. There was a really cool cape in there.
Oh, yeah. The BB Dakota.
Right.
The poncho.
Super cool.
I know.
My mom tried to swipe a bunch of stuff out of there, and then my daughters see it. I'm like, listen, like, Siri, I have to, like, hide this stuff in my house.
You're like, can y'all send a few for the podcast?
Can you get your own box? It's only what? Like, how much is it?
Well, it's $49.99.
Yeah, get your own.
But the value, especially for the winter box, the value is over $300. So yeah. It's actually so amazing that you get, and it's all full size product. No it samples.
Is. We have
and
no they do a really good job. I mean, yeah, I think really it's you know all the items are stuff that any woman could use, and then they sometimes curate stuff too. Did you see the little coffee mug that was in there?
Yes, yeah, from Aisha Curry. Cute. I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's stuff, and especially I love that it's catered. You know, it's very catered to the season that we're in, so it's all warm and cozy and good for your skin. And
yeah,
I'm glad that you know about.
I love it, and we're actually talking about collaborating on some fitness too, because we have a really very similar demographic, and they're great. Yeah. And they do such a good job, and they have a community, and you know, they really like I think authentically consider all of the feedback from their community, and it's great.
I agree.
What else was in there? Some makeup.
There's makeup. There's a choker. There's a mineral hand cream. Tanya stole that out of mine.
Too bad she stole that.
I tried it the other day because she had it in her purse.
Yeah, I snagged that out of there and put that into my purse, especially during the winter. I keep it in my car. It's I think it's the
Ahava.
Ahava, yeah, really good stuff.
And then they have the aloe infused socks that I've seen everyone's wearing, the cozy socks.
Yep.
Okay, all of this is just $49.99, but for you it's even less. Go to fabfitfun.com, use code Becca to get $10 off the winter box. Again, that's fabfitfun.com, and don't forget the promo code Becca. Yeah, that is a
super
good
fun
time.
Stuff. It's like Christmas all year long. Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah, by the way.
Yeah, it started.
We celebrate everything, though, in our house. Just give us a holiday and a reason. And
do y'all
we
get
do
like a tree? Y'all
we do it
everything.
All. I like that. We're going to light the candles. You know, every night we do the tree. We do it all.
The kids probably love that.
Everybody loves coming to my house. All the Jewish kids in my family love coming to my house because Santa comes. They're like, he only comes to your house. I'm like, well, yeah.
How old are your kids? What are the age range?
9, 10, 15, and 17. So I have a daughter who's graduating this year, which is
God, that is just so crazy looking at you. It's just like, do you have a child?
Now, would you let them do what you do?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and I never want to be a hypocrite. Like, I'm not a dream squasher, so I want to let all my kids be who they want to be. My little ones don't have any social media, so I'm going to try to slow that down as long as possible. And my daughter's 10, almost 11, and a lot of her friends do. Yeah, my older daughter is a musician, and she's a YouTuber, and she's obsessed. So I kind of lost her to the tablet and to social media. But at the same time, I really respect it, because this generation, you know, they're editors and choreographers, and they know how to monetize it, and it's sort of brilliant. So I feel like as a mom, we have to be aware of it and stay on top of it. We kind of have to embrace it, because there's a lot of skill and a lot of talent. And, you know, she's going to college now, and she's, you know, she's definitely going to, you know, incorporate that into her future, not to put it all her eggs in one basket and think she's going to go be a singer.
Right.
We keep it real with her. But what she's able to do as a businesswoman at 17 to make money, like, she works with FabFitFun as well. It's like these young kids, you know, she got her first job 2 summers ago. She got her first paycheck. She came home. My husband and I were like, you got to go work at Sun Life. It's the smoothie place.
Oh, yeah.
Worked in Malibu. Malibu, like the most expensive.
They need a reality show in that place. All the kids are like stunningly
They're all cute
beautiful.
In their cutoffs. They're all cute.
Wait, is that at the Country Mart?
Yeah.
Is it where Howdy's used to be?
Yeah, exactly.
I miss Howdy's.
So I was
much,
there
though.
This morning. I was going to walk in here, but I threw it away with my Sun Life. It's the millionaire. It's like the most expensive shake in the world, okay? So my daughter's working there, getting up at like 5:30 in the morning to go prep and open all summer long. Super proud of her. She gets her first paycheck. She's like, Mom, I can go buy like a half a bikini with this. Like, what the? Seriously, she's like, Mom. And now, you know, on YouTube and on social media, in 5 seconds, I mean, she spends a lot of work building the audience.
I know.
It's a crazy time. So, I don't know. I embrace it. I respect it. But I have certain tech roles, you know, no tech at the table and in restaurants. I don't want to be a driver when I pick up my kids. I'm like, I don't have to pick you up.
I have a mom friend who has an amazing rule this is the first I've ever heard of it. On their refrigerator, it has the house rules. This is my friend Natalie.
Like this.
It says you can enjoy whatever electronic you want one at a time. So if you're going to be watching TV, you cannot be Instagramming, texting, and Snapchatting at the same time. You need to enjoy TV. If you want to be texting your friends, then you need to be doing that. If you're going to be Snapchatting,
that's
one, because then they're not just like, whoa, and kind of just too much coming at them. And so it's one thing.
That's kind of cool.
And then she has them check their phones.
I was going to say, I need someone to do that for me.
At 10 o'clock at night, they check their phones downstairs.
Yeah, that's good.
Because she said she'll come down in the morning. There's 30 texts from kids at one in the morning.
Yeah,
I know.
Because
she wants them to sleep. And I was like, way to go.
That's
like,
that. I mean, you got to set the boundaries and the rules. And the other thing, too, that the kids just don't have the ability to do is to hit the pause and to think about stuff before they publish it. And even with, you know, Instagram, you know, with the live and the Snapchat, you think it goes away. It's not go away.
It doesn't.
And it's there and somebody can screenshot it or capture it forever. And you gotta understand, anything you're doing on your phone ever, somebody has access to it.
I know. It's actually
governmentally
terrifying.
Speaking. No, I mean, it's crazy.
I know.
And so, you know, that's really scary. And I think those life lessons are hard with the kids, especially when it comes back to bite them. But they don't think like we do. And, you know, now even with college applications, I mean, they're looking at all that stuff. They're looking at kids' social media. Mm-hmm. And judging, not judging them, but evaluating their character. So I'm saying to my kids, careful what you put out there. Like, you have to represent yourself. And it's a weird, can you imagine if we had social media when we were growing up?
I know.
Like, oh my gosh.
I hate it now.
Wouldn't that be terrible though? The things we used to do?
Well, I just think about how I looked, the weird things I did with my friends that we have it on like, cameras that we had to go get it developed and stuff, but it's like
tangible
feel like they missed out not having, you know, like you, I know they probably don't feel that way, but looking back and thinking about, I didn't worry about what I looked like or what I was wearing or, you know.
Or you didn't start fixing things on your face.
Exactly.
That you don't, and I'm like guilty of it too. Like I think, thank God for filters. Like I'm good with my face and wrinkles, but nobody else needs to see it. You know what I mean? But with the kids, it's like, wait, hold on. Like they don't really know how to embrace the reality. And I read this awesome quote and I actually just gave a speech about it. And the quote was, if you took a selfie of your soul, would it be beautiful enough like to post? Like, how much are we censoring? How much are we editing? How much are we filtering? Like, how do we really perceive ourselves? How do we portray ourselves? So, especially with young girls.
I know.
It's a big, you know, it's a big message. And I don't know. And then on the flip side, you know, we all get to be editors. So I don't know.
we're like becoming professional photographers and being able to edit. But
it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's learning those types of skills and everything. I think it's really cool that that's kind of a focus and people, it's bringing out a creative side of a lot of people that maybe they didn't even realize they wanted to tap into. However, I posted a photo like a few months ago and it was just like me with no makeup, no filter, anything. And it was so scary to post that. And I'm like, why is
people
this so...
probably loved it.
Maybe the
you
most...
You probably got like, the most interaction.
Reaction I've ever
gotten.
Because
it's sort of like, hey, this is me. Like, in my badass self with full confidence and vulnerability. Yeah. You're so right. Because I can post something off the red carpet that I think is a great moment.
Right.
Or I can post like me, like look bedhead with coffee in the morning, looking like a wreck with my family. Making breakfast, and that's like life. It's like it's our own reality show.
I know.
You know what bugs me though a little bit about all the, you know, the tech access is I don't like all the abbreviated conversation. Like I feel like that generation, what do they call it, Generation Z, even now, like that's coming up, they don't even know how to converse or how to connect. And even my older kids, you know, having a blended family, sometimes it'll be like a TYL. I'll be like, what the hell does that mean? They're like, talk to you later, mom, or LU.
Like, well, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. I need an interpreter for the
They don't talk on the phone, so they don't really get to know
each other.
Or
it'll be like L, you know, LY. I'm like, no, I want you to pick up the phone and say, I love you and goodnight.
Yeah.
I don't want that doesn't work for me.
I know.
But that's how they communicate. And in their relationships, they're not, like the phone has never, I'm not exaggerating, has never rang for my teenagers. They would not get on the phone with a friend or a boy, even a boyfriend.
I heard they FaceTime though.
They do all of that.
Or Snapchat. They send Snapchats. That's big.
But how easy is it to be brave or to ask someone out or to have a fight over your phone or text? You don't get the tone, right? You lose the tonality of the sentiment of I don't know. I just, it's weird.
I know. I totally agree. I mean,
since teenagers told me Snapchat is how they start sort of flirting with each other.
Weird.
I'm like, what?
It's so weird. And then you see somebody and you don't even recognize them because they look like nothing. Like, oh my God, that's her. Like, I was hoping you were going to be as beautiful as I saw. And you are.
Thank you.
Surprise.
No, I mean, it's so true. I can
look so different without deer ears.
Dog ears is my go-to. Yeah,
those are good filters, though.
It's more
when you don't have any makeup on and you're really not feeling good, you throw on one of those. They're so cute.
I know. I'm like, wow, I actually look great right now with dog ears.
Yeah, we look really good as a puppy.
Be so cute as a puppy. I'm so I could talk to you forever, but I wanted to just say thank you for coming on. You're such a, like I said, just the way you have aged so gracefully in your relationship, and you're so open and honest, and you've done pretty much exactly what I want to do. So it
I'm going to use your app. Truly, is it in the app store now?
Well, I appreciate that. That's such a nice compliment coming from you. Yeah, it's in the app store. You can go to brookbrook.com or brookbrook.body.com and you can download it. You can even try it for free for 7 days, which, by the way, you could try all the workouts in that period of time. And I'm always uploading new content and I'll send it over to you guys.
Yeah.
And if you ever need like a mentor or any guidance or anything, you should reach out to me because I never had that coming up in the industry. And even, you know, when I first started and I moved out here from Arizona, it took me like a really long time to figure it out. And, you know, Wild On was my first gig and I didn't know what I was doing, which is maybe why it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So kind of just, you know, stepping into
you don't
that
know the business.
Authentic
That's what's
self.
So helpful.
Well,
because now you know.
Well, that was the beauty of it. Or I probably wouldn't have done half the things that I did. So, you know, just having an open mind and adventurous spirit was super fun. But
I'll definitely take you up
you.
On that.
Thank
I hope you,
you
meant it.
So fun being on your show. Thank you.
Yeah,
come do my podcast at some point,
I
too.
Will.
I would love that.
Yeah.
We'll bring Oliver.
Bring Tanya and Oliver. Make that happen. All right, you guys, I wanted to talk about Everlane. I've talked about it before. I just want to reiterate the fact that Meghan Markle, future royalty, wears Everlane. Throw that out there.
She is very pretty.
She's stunning.
I love that she was a Deal or No Deal girl, though.
I just love that the dynamic is similar between... There's a similar feeling I have for her as I did for Kate.
Really?
You know, it's that same, like, I could be friends with her.
I just love that he's marrying the American.
Yeah, she's very down to earth.
Yeah, yeah, very down to
and
earth.
And she's been divorced.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
It makes it that much more.
Ooh.
So relatable. back to Everlane. One of my favorite things, and I don't know if you have, I'm with Vanessa right now. We talk about how, when you go shop and there's just a basic t-shirt and it's like $50. Ugh. And you're like,
why?
What is this t-shirt made out of special golden thread? Like, why is this cotton t-shirt $50? The good thing about Everlane, they tell you what they pay for it so that you're not wondering how much am I being scammed for this.
Oh, that's interesting.
Shirt. Yeah. So they tell you what they pay for it so you can see their markup, which is really cool. I don't know anyone else that does that. So Everlane basically has all the basics that you want. They have really cute basic t-shirts. They have cashmere sweaters. They have bomber jackets. Those are some of the few, my favorite things if you go to the site. They also have some good beanies, which are great gifts, especially as we're getting into colder weather.
I love a beanie for a girl. I love a beanie for a guy.
That's
they have them
the
for guys.
Thing. I was going to say.
They have matching beanies?
They have probably. Mm.
There's a reddish sort of a, like not a strong red, more of an orangey red on there. Oh, it's so good.
For you or your guy?
Either.
Or both.
I love a gray beanie on a guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one of the other really great things is that while you're shopping for yourself, you can get your guy a little something too. They have men's stuff. They have backpacks that Easton got for all his groomsmen in his wedding.
Aww. Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
True. Oh, that's so rad.
And they loved them. They loved them. They said it was the best groomsmen gift they've ever received. And these are professional groomsmen that I hired to be in my wedding.
Backpack? There's a gray backpack.
I did a mixture. I did the burgundy, I did black, and I did gray.
Wow.
Based on their personalities.
Look at that. Best gifts they've ever received.
All personalized.
I want, Becca, if you could get it for me, the puffer. Because you know I love to wear a puffer and I'm going to Tahoe.
You have a puffer on now.
I know.
I'm going to get you a new
and
one.
And Everlane has like, I think 4 or 5 different awesome colors, and it's only $88.
What color do you want?
Burgundy.
It's yours.
Ooh.
Got that for you. I'm getting on there
you,
today.
Really?
Yeah, I'll get
take you up on that.
For sure.
What's your code? Do you have a code?
I do have a code. It's Becca. That's BECCA. And what you get with that code, you get free shipping on your first order when you go to Everlane.com. Again, that's code Becca, BECCA, Everlane.com/Becca. Everlane is essentials that are just what you're looking for. No frills, just quality.
So next week, we're going to have to talk to these girls because we ran out of time for the text drama.
Wait, yeah.
Extra
can
and
you
like,
give me a rundown? Like, what was this?
Yes.
About?
Okay. So here's the gist. So everybody, we'll call them next week. So the girl wanted to ask a guy out from her work. I think I don't know if they work directly together, and they were emailing me the screenshots of the text, and she's talking to her girlfriends, testing out should I say this? Should I say this? Wow. So I'm like live following along the drama.
Wow.
And then she finally settled in on what she wanted to say, and then she did ask him, and I don't want to spoil it. What happened? But I did feel she went about it a little bit wrong,
uh-huh.
And I want to see what you think. So next week we can kind of learn from the mistakes and improve for the next texting.
Mm. I like this. Something to
and
look forward
to. And
they are
funny. These three girls were funny as can be. Like, it was like, it could have been you, me, Becca,
I'm Becca.
But I know. Whatever. Oh. Tanya, Vanessa, Becca, me, all on a text trail. Same conversation.
So funny.
I've had many with Vanessa that are actually exactly this.
But I find it tough when you want to say something and you ask a friend who's like the total opposite of you and they're going to be like giving you the opposite advice and you're like, oh no, what do I send now? Do I send what I wanted to say?
Everybody needs to tune in when they finish listening to this to Ben and Ashley's podcast that Vanessa's guest hosting and Becca's going to stay because I'm going to tell the story. I am going to tell it when Vanessa, God sent her
a message
and she refused to pay attention.
God sent the boat.
But then in the end.
Wait, do you know the story?
Did God send you a boat?
God sent the boat. We will go over to Ben and Ashley's after this and we will tell it at the top.
There's a lot. Okay, so I just, as we're wrapping this up, I wanted to say thank y'all so much for listening. Honestly, I speak for Tanya when I say we are so grateful that y'all are invested in what we're talking about, that you want our advice on things, even though it's dicey sometimes. If you want to email us at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. We look so forward to getting your emails. They're our favorite part of the show. Thank y'all for listening. Have an amazing week. Time of death, 12:14 p.m. Amazing. Thank you. Felt official now.